The Chonghua School, established some 100 years ago, is the largest Chinese language school in Brunei. It has trained numerous students through the decades, most of whom graduate well-versed in the Chinese language and traditional Chinese culture. The school covers various levels of education, ranging from kindergarten to high school. Over 2,300 students are enrolled at Chonghua at any one time, including students of Chinese and non-Chinese origins. The school's principal, Diane Kuo Guilan, says the goal is to teach the students how to become upright citizens.
Our school provides the students with a channel for acquiring the ability of conducting themselves. We teach students how to honor the teachers and respect what they teach. We tell them how to care about their society. The most important thing is that we tell them how to keep in memory the source when drinking water. Lastly, we tell them how to return and dedicate to society when they have learned and gained.
The students at Chonghua take courses in the Chinese language, calligraphy, dancing, musical instruments, and martial arts from teachers hired from China. They can also take part in winter or summer camps, tours, and other exchange activities in China.
We began to learn Chinese calligraphy from our Chinese teachers when we became fourth graders. I've been learning it for the past 6 years. I feel quite interested in learning Chinese culture from our teachers.
Chinese language is our mother language, so my mother told me since I was small that I should learn the Chinese language well. I became enthusiastic about the Chinese language when I was small. I hope that I can get the opportunity to study in China in the future.
One of the school's best-known graduates today is Wu Chun, a famous Bruneian singer and actor who is very familiar to Chinese audiences. He says what he learned at Chonghua has benefited him greatly during his time in China.
As I had the chance to be an actor in China, I was able to learn some Chinese. If we don't learn, it will be very hard for us. I learned about Chinese culture at an early age. I also know some Chinese history. I think it is very important for me.
Wu Chun also says the Brunei and Chinese cultures share similarities to a certain extent.
I think both Chinese and Bruneians put family first. Family is the most important. I have children, and I also hope they would learn to speak Chinese.
Wu Chun also says he expects Chinese President Xi Jinping's time in Brunei will help further understanding among people from the two countries. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.